Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. It's called A Truly American Novel in the Best of Traditions, Informative and Entertaining. The critically acclaimed book, Farmer's Son, Military Career by Clarence Vold, is his story, a captivating, poignant portrait of growing up on the plains of South Dakota, completing grade school in a one-room school, achieving the highest enlisted grade in the Air Force, in many ways the culmination of his military career, service as an electronics technician, military training instructor, and instructor supervisor, schedule for air crews, missile crews, other assignments that included 43 combat missions over Thailand and the Gulf of Tonkin, retirement from active duty, and then graduating from college. The former farm boy, Clarence E. Kip Vold, shares details of his life from childhood in rural America to his career in the Air Force and Farmer's Son military career, and he's back with us on This Week in America. Clarence, welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me back again.
It is always a pleasure. So much, so many interesting aspects of your life in growing up, the one-room schoolhouse and all of that. And it's interesting because we've talked about this before. In writing the book, it was a way to immortalize your life. If you hadn't have done the autobiographical account of your life, how would you have chronicled your life to leave for others to learn from?
But just the example that I lived, contacting with people, being a positive example to everyone, not a negative example, helping people anywhere I could.
And that's the message that comes across in the book, Farmer's Son, Military Career. It's entertaining, and as I mentioned, it's informative in the same way. So difficult to go back and ask for your favorite moments in your life that you recount in the book. What are some of the most beautiful or painful things about writing a book about your life in your twilight years? In looking back on your life, what were positive for you? What were things that maybe a little sensitive as you went back?
My life has been positive, and writing it was reliving a lot of pleasant memories, enjoyable times in my life. There are only two examples that was kind of painful. When I was very young, I had a lot of nightmares. I only remember the last one. And with that one, I can get into that, and I can still feel the terror of that little four-year-old boy. So I stay away from that. But that had to be included. But that was really the only negative thing.
You know, it's interesting. Back to 4 years, that was a very powerful moment in your life, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And like I said, if I go there, I can really feel it, so that's something I stay away from.
Well, I can certainly believe that. The book is Farmer's Son, Military Career. Clarence E. Kip Vold, V-O-L-D, is the author. His website is clarencevoldbooks.com. Of course, it's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Clarence's website. A very good website, done very nicely. Information on the book, Clarence's background there as well. A big part of your life, a significant part of your life, has been working with the U.S. military in the Army. And you see recently they've fallen short of recruitment goals. What do you think they should do to increase enlistment? Because being in the military really altered your life dramatically, didn't it?
Yes, it did. They follow the example of President Nixon with the all-volunteer force. The principle was that in times of war, positive, motivated, devotion to duty, the love of the country. Then, but in times of peace, you might need more positive financial rewards. But I think in this case, it goes beyond just the benefits that are paid. People in now are either this. Really need to solve the situations overseas, reduce the overseas involvement, so that people aren't going TDY every two, 3 times a year, and keep going and going and going. It's been going on a long, long time, and find a resolution to the situation, especially in the Middle East.
What went into the thought process when you decided to basically make military, the time in the Air Force, as a career? For so many, it's maybe short term. They'd get out follow a career that they studied while in the military, go back to college, that type of thing. You did go back to college, but it was a while later. Why did you decide I was going to spend the majority of my adult life in the military?
Well, as I've said before, it started out just something to do. And I decided I'd like to travel. I wanted to go overseas. That required an enlistment. I came back and I got married, and I'm at the 8-year point, and it's time to reenlist. My wife, commander, ganged up on me. But it was also, the decision was, if I reenlisted one more time, that's 12 years. And then I might, then at 12 years, I might as well stay for 20. I mean, it was basically a practical decision. Where's my best benefits? If I'm going to stay 12, why not go to 20? And then at 20, I started getting promoted, and that allowed me to go the full 30 years.
Farmer's Son, Military Career, the book by our guest in the program, Clarence Vold. That's V-O-L-D. Book's available at his website, clarencevoldbooks.com. Do you keep in touch with the former comrades that you spent time with in the military?
Yes, I do. My boss from Japan, I talk to him quite often, also through email. And I spent time with the Armed Forces Retirement Home, and other people that I served with, I do stay with them, in touch with them. I was at Lackland. I was a military training instructor supervisor, and there are five or six of the people that I supervise that I stay in touch with on Facebook and through email.
You mentioned Japan. It's interesting, the overseas assignments that you had. Talk about those, some of the most memorable overseas assignments.
Probably the second one to Japan. My wife was able to go with me. We were able to go on a number of tours. We went to Mount Fuji, and there was a lake, Kawaguchiko, a beautiful lake, and my niece was able to come and visit us there. It was... I had back surgery, actually chymopapain injection, so that was interesting. But it was just a wonderful time. Great people, great place to be.
You have assignments like that. At 30 years in the military, what were some of the most challenging things about being in the Air Force, those that were challenges for you that you had to deal with?
I don't really look on many of them as challenges. While they weren't challenges that I had difficulty overcoming. Probably the biggest challenge was in Japan, scheduling airlift for administrative airlift for 5th Air Force. We seldom had enough airplanes to fly the missions. We were only able to support a fraction of the requests we got. And it was a situation where no matter what I did, there were a lot of people that weren't happy with me because I didn't give them the support they wanted.
Yeah, a lot of pressure, I'm sure, in a situation like that. What makes a good recruit? If somebody's listening to the program and thinking, you know, what he talks about is sort of like a life that I wouldn't mind leading. I'm serving my country. I'm doing something very positive as well. What makes a good recruit, other than the obvious, the physical fitness part of it, the eyesight? What makes a good recruit?
Love for country. They want to serve a country, as I was motivated by John Kennedy's, ask not what you can do for your country, what you can do for your country. Be loyal, want to do a good job, want to learn, ready to learn and ready to accept responsibility and learn and grow.
Clarence's story in his book, Farmer's Son, Military Career, Clarence Vold, V-O-L-D, our guest in the program. Book available, of course, at Amazon and his website, clarencevoldbooks.com. If you log on to This Week in America, you can go directly to information, Clarence's website, information on the book. I mentioned in doing the bio that you spent some time as a military training instructor. Talk about that, because you really get to mold these other members of the military, other officers. Talk about that experience, what that was like.
It was probably the most satisfying job for me, a satisfying assignment for me in the Air Force. It is taking people who are less than motivated and turning them around. There are a few specific examples. Two people that I did put through basic training have contacted me on Facebook and, you know, basically said, thank you. One individual I remember was, he was a troublemaker at first. I was pretty hard on him for a while. And then I could see that he looked like he was, you know, he really didn't like me. He almost hated me. But when I graduated, he was a very good student. I made him an honor student. And he was shocked at how good it needed. His boy, his attitude totally changed. And to me, part of the Air Force, or part of being an instructor, is, you know, the reality is not everyone should be part of the military. And basic training is, in a sense, a probationary period. It was to identify and eliminate those people that really shouldn't be in the Air Force or the military.
I mentioned that Clarence has been with us on the program before in talking about the book, Farmer's Son, Military Career. I believe you mentioned working on a second book. Talk about progress on that, and I'm looking forward to that. When will it be available?
I hope to have it available by the end of this year so that it can be published, ready for publication early next year. Reason for this time for that is about the war in the Pacific with Japan, and especially the atomic bombs, and I'd like to have it available ready for in August of next year. That's the 75th anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and to have it available for that, where it'll be that I get my view out then.
That will be a very powerful timing that will make it even all the more relevant. What's it like going back and recounting those memories? How's the book coming?
I've got all of the material that I need. I just need to go through and arrange it, rewrite it, polish it up so that it makes sense and is easy to read. I think that's, on this book, I look at it as it's entertaining, but it's also well-written, and it's an easy read.
It is an easy read. It's one of those where, you know, I probably should stop reading and go to bed or do something else now. And it's like, I'm going to sneak in another chapter or two here because I really don't want to leave the book at this time. The book is Farmer's Son, Military Career. We'll look forward to the new book coming out. I know you've had a chance to get out and to talk with people about the book. You were at the Miami Book Fair last year. Any events like that coming up this year where you or the book will be in public view like that?
Well, the book, it will be in a number of overseas locations. The book itself in China later this year. I won't be doing anything else this year. But the book will be like in China, and I think there's another one in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm not positive about that.
Well, it's a powerful message, and it's doing extremely well, and it's getting excellent reviews, Farmer's Son, Military Career. A few minutes left in the program. You spend your time writing, sort of going back and remembering and writing the wonderful books like Farmer's Son, Military Career, the book that you're working on now. I do know for the video version of the program that you can see by going to our YouTube channel, we've got a couple pictures in the background. And I understand you spent a lot of time painting as well.
Yes, I did. Let me get one for you here.
That was, yeah, let's see. It'd be interesting to see. And if you check the video, if you go to thisweekinamerica.us videos, you'll be able to see this. Hold up back just a little bit. There we go. Now, where is that? It's a beautiful scene.
It's in my mind.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was something from one of your tours of duty or something, but that's just something that you saw in your mind, put it down. Talk about the painting process. And I'm going to get one more here that he has up on his mantle. And once again, that's that's beautifully done. How long does it take you to do a painting like that?
The actual painting itself is probably an hour. It's over a period of days because you see on these I paint in levels. I paint the sky in, let it dry, paint in the mountains so that it gives a little bit more of a 3D effect.
I just when we talked before and did a Skype test ahead of time for the video, you were showing me some of those that are just so well done. That has to be a great outlet for you. How much fun is that? Just to like shut out the rest of the world, turn your mind on, and paint for a while.
Yes, it does. I am probably at most at peace when I am painting, even more than writing. And actually, I've got another possibility that I'm writing is that this will be going into fiction. I've never done that before, but it starts out based on a true event in Thailand where we were ahead of a B-52 bomb strike. It hit a mile behind us. And I'm thinking about possibility of a little bit of fiction where somebody, that plane gets shot down, gets knocked out of the sky, one person lives, and then his effort to get back to safety and ending up being the last Vietnam POW. Totally fiction, but...
The mind of Clarence Vold, I love that, because I really think you could tell that story very powerfully, and I hope that you follow through on that as well as there's so much that you've got going on. And with you in this writing process, I know has been Reader's Magnet. How's that experience been like for you in working with them on Farmer's Son Military Career?
They have done everything they've promised so far. The results haven't been all that great yet, but that sometimes takes time. So,
yeah, so many books out there, and this one is so powerful, and you deal with a lot of veterans issues, issues that we should be discussing. In fact, let's take a minute here at the end of the program to talk about that. You mentioned keeping in touch with some of the people that you served with. Talk about what we're doing or not doing to take care of veterans who are suffering. They have health issues, and it needs to be dealt with. Are we doing enough to help them?
That appears, but in the VA system, it appears to be very spotty. I see comments on Facebook where people have had very negative situations. There have been in the news a lot of negativity about a couple of locations. I don't want to mention which ones because I'm not real sure. My personal experience has been very good. In Yuba City, California, Montrose, Colorado, and here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Maryville, Tennessee. I've had good doctors. A doctor in Montrose or Grand Junction, Colorado, a female doctor, Feller, was one of my best doctors. So I had good luck. Her name was, like I said, Feller, and I asked her. I said, I'm not going to ask you this question, but how many times have you been asked if you're really related to Bob Feller? A lot. I'm not.
I can imagine the great pitcher with the Cleveland Indians. I've got a couple of his autographed baseballs around here in the office, you know, somewhere. And you talk in the book about the transition to civilian life, which is so important as well, and easier for some than it is for others. It's just a really wonderful read on many levels. It's Farmer's Son Military Career. Clarence Kip Vold is the author and our guest, V-O-L-D. His website, clarencevoldbooks.com. Books available at Amazon, and of course you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Clarence, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Look forward to having you back with us. So much you're working on. Keep up with the paintings, keep up writing the books, and best of luck on all the projects.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me back again.
It is our pleasure. Clarence Vold, the book is Farmer's Son, Military Career. You'll find it at Clarence's website, clarencevoldbooks.com. And, of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. More on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.